Leaders of four Capital Region communities met this morning to discuss ongoing projects and to look ahead into 2020. Officials from Charlton, Ballston, Clifton Park, and Glenville joined together at the annual meeting of the Burnt Hills Ballston Lake Business and Professional Association. The group is comprised of members from inside the footprint of the BHBL school district. Speaking at Glenville Town Hall, the Republicans detailed some of the major initiatives in their communities. Up first was Charlton Town Supervisor Alan Gradich. The rural Saratoga County town has the smallest population of the communities represented Wednesday morning. Gradich called 2019 a banner year for the growing Charlton. He highlighted investments in tech and infrastructure, including a recently secured $1 million state grant to replace an aging bridge. To illustrate how the community is changing, he mentioned the discussion surrounding the need for a new cell tower.
Back in the day, it used to be 30 people would come and complain about a cell tower and 3 people would want it. Well, now you have a public meeting, 30 people come to want it, and 3 people complain that they don't want it in their backyard.
Town of Ballston Highway and Water Superintendent Joe Whalen delivered remarks on behalf of Ballston Town Supervisor Eric Connolly and the town board. He highlighted retail and commercial growth and a new zoning plan. In 2018, Ballston residents rejected a sewer district in Burnt Hills, something the BHBL BPA advocated for. Whalen said he hoped commercial growth would continue regardless.
They will have to be creative there in doing so, but the supervisor and board are hopeful there.
Meanwhile, the town is still grappling with how to approach a sewer project to serve the Ballston Lake area, originally approved in 2015. Whalen said the town was recently informed it would receive $5 million from the state to support the project.
Supervisor Connolly and the town board right now are studying numbers behind the project to ensure that it accounts for any unforeseen obstacles, and are hoping to have a 15 to 20% built-in contingency before breaking ground for those.
Clifton Park Supervisor Phil Barrett called 2019 a great year. He highlighted steps over the years to preserve open space, totaling about 1,700 acres permanently preserved. He also discussed the town's strategy to continue to attract more business to diversify its retail-focused Exit 9 corridor off of the Adirondack Northway.
With more people living within the Exit 9 area, more healthcare investment, hospitality, small businesses, all thriving in that area, and now we're going to have this beautiful green space that will be a tremendous asset to our community for generations.
Barrett said that the planning process for the 37-acre parcel purchased from the Shenandoah School District in a December 2017 referendum is nearing completion. Another major project for the town is a new building beside the existing town hall to accommodate a greater demand for town services.
This new building, which was $1 million, will serve the Buildings and Grounds Department for many, many decades. And then the sewer department's going to move into the old Buildings and Grounds facility, which will be more than enough room for them.
Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketzley, the only town supervisor representing a Schenectady County community Wednesday, also detailed commercial growth. He touted his focus over the last decade of building up the town's fund balance and putting money aside for future projects.
So I'm very proud of the fiscal conservative approach we've taken over the years to the town of Glenville, and it's put us in a position now where we're able to make some major investments.
Like Clifton Park, Glenville is also seeing a need for space to accommodate its public services.
This town hall does not suffice to serve the folks of the town of Glenville. We're a town of 30,000 folks. Folks, we're growing, and we just do not have the space in this town hall for our staff, for our record keeping, and for even meetings.
Ketzley hopes to build a new administrative building near the existing town hall and library. The existing town hall, which includes the town police station and court, would be a dedicated public safety building. Ketzley also discussed expanding the town's network of trails near the Mohawk River and to connect schools. Reporting from Glenville for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.